time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Orioles outfielder Austin Hayes talked about opening day and the start of the 2024 season.
Well, Austin, days away from the start of the season, opening day. What are the feelings? As a veteran player, you know, even maybe think back to your first couple. What are the feelings as you're preparing to start a new season?
Just a lot of excitement. This has been probably the longest camp we've had in a long time, so I feel even more ready this year to get out of Sarasota and get up to Baltimore and start the season.
You mentioned it being so long. Has it been nice that it's been so normal? I mean, the COVID years goes without saying. You had the lockout a couple years ago. Just to feel like it's a normal camp and you can just kind of prepare as a normal ball player.
Yeah, a couple extra weeks to just make sure that your body is ready, your arms in shape. You know, you have your legs up underneath you. And a lot of at-bats between the games and the lives on the backfields. You're able to get a lot of at-bats, really feel like you're prepared for the season. So it's been good to have that little bit of extra time.
Now, I know towards the end of camp, you're under the weather a little bit, so it's a little bit different here. But as a veteran player, do you feel now that you kind of know when you're ready to start the season? I mean, is there something you're looking for? You know, not necessarily the results, but process that tells you, okay, I'm ready to start playing in games that count.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that go along with it, but there's a feeling of comfortability in the box. After going for a whole off season, you might come into camp and you might be hitting good and the numbers might look good, but when you're just standing in the box, you don't necessarily feel comfortable. That's kind of the feeling, because if you know you step in the box and you feel confident, you feel good when you're sitting there. Usually good things happen, so it's more of a feeling than result based at this point in my career.
What have you learned about preparation? I mean, maybe even go back through to the off season, through spring training, as someone who's been through several major league seasons now compared to, I don't know, your first couple camps. What have you learned about preparation to kind of prepare for, you know, not just opening day, not just April, but a 6-month season and hopefully longer than that?
I think I've learned that health is the number one thing. When your body is feeling really good, your swing usually feels good. Running around in the outfield usually feels good. So preparation at this point in my career looks more like doing all of the necessary things that I need to, not just out on the field in my skill work, but once the time on the field is over, doing all the necessary things to make sure that my body is in a really good place, my energy levels are in a good place, and just putting my body in the best scenario to perform well when I am on the field. It's probably the biggest difference now and when I was a little younger.
Austin, I mean, 2023 for you personally and for this team couldn't have gone much better other than maybe going deeper in October. When you look back and the season that you guys had, winning 101 games, getting to the postseason, what will you remember from that? And I think more pertinent now as you go into 2024, what do you think you learned that you guys can take forward to progress? And it's not going to be easy going from 101 wins, but to make a deeper October run, for example.
I think I'll remember how much fun we had as a team. Just it happened organically. We had a lot of guys in the locker room that just gelled together and meshed really, really well. We learned that stuff matters. When you fight for one another and you have one another's back and everybody buys into the same thing and the same goal and the same approach every day, it makes you a tough team to beat. And you come out on top of those close games. You know, you can't really – it was a different hero every night. It was 4-3 wins, 5-2. You know, we weren't blowing people out left and right. We weren't scoring a lot of runs early and then just coasting the rest of the game. You know, we had a lot of come-from-behind wins and a lot of hard-fought wins. So that's probably what I'll remember the most about the season, was just, like, how much of a dogfight it was every single day. And just how close the group was and how close we continued to grow with one another, winning all those games.
I know October was a new experience for you guys, you know, playing October playoff baseball. Didn't go the way you wanted it to, but having now a few months to reflect on that, what do you think you guys, maybe about that experience that you'll now take forward to learn, you know, not just for this specific season, but just, you know, moving forward in your career, what postseason baseball is like?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think we just got outplayed. I mean, I don't think I can go back and point to a bunch of things that I think we should have done differently. I think we prepared the right way. I think we showed up. We weren't scared. We went out there and put our best foot forward, and we just got beat. And I can look back on the season, and I can look back at how the playoffs ended and look in the mirror and say, we just came up short. It is what it is. So going into this year, we're not in the playoffs yet. That's our goal, to get there. But we just have to be that team that outperforms the other one this year. And there's a lot of different ways you can do that. So we just got to get to that point again this season and prove it to ourselves that we can be that team.
Just a couple more questions for you. Obviously, the last days of camp, lots of talk about roster decisions. I mean, everyone saw the excitement around Jackson Holliday. You know, other guys that have been in the majors at different times, Kyle, Heston Kerstad. Is it beyond the disappointment for them as individuals, is there excitement, though, as a member of the opening day roster when you see guys like that who, okay, they're not on the team right now, but you know it's a long season, you know they're going to be around, things are going to happen. How much excitement is that in terms of thinking about the potential for this team, knowing you have guys like that that are just waiting for an opportunity to make you guys even better?
Yeah, we had a lot of that happen last year where guys went down with injuries and we had some backup in AAA and they came up and they helped us out and guys were lights out. That's going to happen again, you know. I wish that injuries and not playing well and for whatever reason, different outcomes didn't happen, but it is a long season. It's a lot of games. It's a lot of reps, so different things happen, and those guys are going to have their numbers called on this year, and I know they'll be ready. They're professionals, and yeah, it's great to be in a state that this organization is in where you got a probably pretty good major league team that's building the AAA roster right now.
And last question for you. What's your favorite thing about opening day in Baltimore, especially thinking now you're coming off the heels of being AL East champions?
I'd say the orange carpet coming in from center field. It's a really cool thing to be able to experience. You don't get to see that unless it's opening day, so that's definitely my favorite part.
Austin Hayes, thanks a lot. Good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you.